Yesterday, authorities in New Mexico arrested 8 people who were trapping and killing eagles. Parts of the protected birds are sold to collectors illegally, both in this country and overseas. In recent years, the market for contraband eagle parts has grown. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Enforcement Agent Lucinda Schroeder supervised the investigation. She says that usually only the eagle traders are caught.
In this investigation, we documented several individuals who actually had leg hole traps, exposed leg hole traps in the field, baited with the carcass of an animal. And the objective was to trap eagles.
This was a sting operation.
Yes, it was. It was a covert investigation.
And what was your agent posing as?
A trader of Indian artifacts.
I gather for him to be persuasive in that role, there must be traders in Indian artifacts who, in fact, are buying parts of eagles.
Yes, there's a market that exists within the Southwest. It also exists in other parts of the country, like Florida and Montana and places like that. But it's quite active here in the Southwest because there's a lot of Native American interest here. Some of the artifacts that were being sold to tourists, art galleries, and we documented a small amount of activity overseas, an international market.
Do you distinguish between a market in eagle feathers or other parts that is among Native Americans as opposed to a tourist market?
Native Americans are permitted to possess and use eagle feathers and feathers of other migratory birds for religious purposes. There's a whole system set up to provide Native Americans feathers by permit. When a eagle or bird of prey is found dead because it was electrocuted or because it was hit by a car or because it was poisoned or whatever, all of these birds are sent to a central location and they're distributed to Native Americans for religious purposes. The sale of eagles and other migratory birds has never been allowed, it's never been legal, and that applies to everyone.
Well, you've arrested 8 people for doing this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And these people are not convicted of anything, but they're charged with this sort of activity.
Exactly.
Do they fit the profile of? Are they black marketeers in other ways? Are they involved in other kinds of illicit activities, or is this just eagle poaching?
The profile is an individual who knows a little bit about trapping and wildlife, and is basically an opportunist. They see an opportunity to make some money. And that's how they do it. I mean, these are not people who don't have jobs and they just go out and shoot eagles all day long. These are, for the most part, they're opportunistic poachers.
Well, do you think you've just scratched the surface here and there's lots more of it going on, or do you think that you've cracked one of the major sources of eagle parts?
I can't speak for the whole country. I can only speak for the Four Corners area. I think that we have done better than scratch the surface, although I think there is more out there, and our investigations show that there was more illegal activity. We had to terminate the case prematurely because we knew too much. We had so much information about the location of traps. We felt like we needed to terminate the case prematurely in order to save the birds and not allow more birds to be trapped.
Agent Schroeder, thank you very much for talking with
us. You're well. Take care.
Speaking to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Agent Lucinda Schroeder, who supervised the arrests yesterday of 8 eagle poachers. The men charged face a maximum penalty of 5 years in jail and $250,000 in fines for each count.